Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next.
Wow.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
We're live! On Wednesday, March
20th.
2013.
Whoa. You don't know your days, huh? It's the first day of spring. It's always March 20th.
And it's fucking cold.
It was awesome because it was like -6 when we woke up. Welcome, spring.
Welcome. And Kingsley, welcome to you since this apparently is your first time appearing in a Foul
Monkeys
chat room.
Oh, hey, Kingsley.
We're glad to
welcome.
Pop your cherry.
Where's that hot bitch, Ivy? She's at home in her cage.
Pink or brown, Kingsley? Pink or brown?
So we're live. It's the third Wednesday of the month.
And we've actually done this 3 months in a row now.
I know, right?
I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Kingsley's paint.
And the person that usually complains that we're not doing a live show is not in the room.
No, unless maybe he's Mags. I don't know.
No, I don't think he's mad. RC Martinez is not in the room.
No, I meant Mags. Not
Oh,
Mags.
No, I don't think he's Mags.
No.
Really? Did Mags answer me? Mags, who are you? Hello.
But yes, Bertable, I would agree. Even here, it has been freaking cold. Yesterday, it felt like, I think it was 3 or something with the wind here in Chicago, and it's pretty cold again today.
Yeah, and last year, it was in the 80s, like Mark said. It was,
yeah.
We had
during
that whole
the,
week
during
of
the,
March.
During the, what was it called? The St. Patrick's
Day Parade.
River Dying Green and everything.
Yeah. There,
as the radio put it, ladies flaunting their bikinis.
Wow.
It was that warm.
I missed that. How did you enjoy the... I was busy. I was at home puking.
It was fun. No, it was good. I don't think I'll ever do it again because it was kind of boring, but it was fun. I mean, it was literally 10 minutes of standing there watching them put this red powder that once it came into contact with the water, it turned green.
I just love that they had leprechauns with water jetpacks floating above the river.
I think that's pretty cool.
That was probably the best part. And the guy saw John's hat and was like, I want your hat. Like,
oh,
he
they
yelled,
were that close to you guys?
Yeah, we were right on the river.
Yeah, I my staff my staff loved the pictures.
Maybe if John didn't find you to be DEFCON 20 evil and rude.
Jesus. But my staff really enjoyed the pictures you sent.
Oh, did you send them to them?
I still think that powder has some kind of cancer causing agent in it.
It's why? Actually
why do you have cancer?
It's actually
no, I wasn't even there. I just think
well,
it
you
happened.
Do know that the river reverses it's the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually go into the lake. So
it's man made that way, right?
Yes.
Well, reverse directions, right?
Yes.
The river
they changed
was
the flow.
Man made to reverse. The river's not reverse. Or not man made.
Mental
right,
joke.
Right.
Nobody yeah. got it.
But it's still, where does the water go? What river does that go into?
Mississippi. Like,
really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It eventually connects to Mississippi. Anyway.
But the Mississippi isn't connected right to the Chicago River.
No, it but it eventually through goes through to get to the Mississippi River. Anyway, I don't really care
Can
about
we get
that.
An expert up in here?
No. Mark? I'm sorry, not downstairs, Mark. Listener, first friend, second, whatever the reverse is. I don't know what it was. That Mark.
He's an expert at rivers?
No, he's an expert.
Oh, okay.
He knows everything. okay. No, so what I was going to say was TJ actually told me that...
Oh, it is the link between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi Valley waterways.
I win. TJ, wow. Our friend, told us that that it actually it's a chemical that breaks down into glucose, which is stuff that you find in plants and everything like that. So it's just it's a carbohydrate. It's a sugar.
Mm. I don't know. I think there's still something wrong. It's causing something. How long have they been doing it for?
Wait.
It's been going long enough that it's dark
green. I've watched you eat. So many of the foods that you put in your mouth have artificial color in them. And you're complaining that those pork rinds or those
I have
Funyuns,
never eaten anything that color green.
No, but orange you have.
What?
You will eat Cheetos if they're in front of you, Doritos if they're in front of you. And you also like Funyuns. That yellow is not natural.
No, it ain't.
I don't really care for Funyuns.
Either way, they're
not my first choice.
Either way,
they don't shave a carrot on those Cheetos.
Bottom line, fuck you. You put so many artificial colors into your body on a daily basis.
But I have a feeling if you drink that water, your poop would come out.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be drinking the water at the Chicago River.
They sell it on the side of the street.
No, there's a reason why they reversed the flow of the river.
Because there's so many dead people in there from the fire.
So it would end the sinking of the ship.
And the mafia.
They reversed the flow so it would not pollute our water, which comes from the lake.
So it'll pollute everyone else's water instead.
I'm sure it goes through something down before it hits.
On the Mississippi.
Yeah, before it hits James Mississippi River, it goes through some treatment, I'm sure.
Whatever.
Wow. Well, welcome to Earth Science.
You know, that was the only kind of science I liked as a kid. I really kind of wanted to be an Earth scientist.
It was pretty fun. I liked learning about the space and stuff.
See,
I really wanted
to be an astronaut, except though I loved more about the different rocks, mm-hmm. and the types of rocks and the layers of the Earth. I think it was also because my favorite...
Poppy Smelly just informed us that the color of Cheetos comes from the crushed up of beetles.
Well, there's a lot of colors that actually comes from
red.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I read that online.
Perfect too. Square says, new study shows, everything will kill you.
Yes. I read today that...
Hi, Melissa the Confused. I haven't seen you in forever.
Hey.
Astronaut.
I read today that one of the first, I guess, satellites have reached outside of the sun's light. And so it's no longer it's not able to be seen anymore because it's outside the sun's view or whatever. I think that's kind of cool. It was 35 years ago that they launched it, and it's gone 11 billion miles.
Wow. Fascinating.
Like I said, I want to be one of those people that I know I'm going to die of like some terminal illness, cancer, or whatever. I want to be put in a rocket and just put out into space.
So you're the guy that wants to go on the Mars mission that knows that once you go, you're never coming back.
Yes.
However, I do not want to put all of that money for the research on Mars by sending Ricky Burton as the first human to Mars.
How dare you? I'm pretty sure
you're not reliable.
No, you can't.
I would get there and I'd be like, you want me to do a live broadcast? I don't think
you
so.
Can't. It's like,
might come out next week. I don't know.
There is no way. Just yet, your podcast would have such a delay.
Not enough people are listening to me.
You would not get validation quickly enough if you were doing a podcast on Mars, because that would take years to get back to us. And then,
oh my God, that would be pretty funny though. Here I am just chilling on Mars and there's no one here. It's all, it's not really red, is it? Yeah, because it's red.
Mark downstairs said that due to the fiscal crisis that we're sending you up in a hot air balloon.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, girl.
Would I freeze to death or die from the fall first?
I think maybe the lack of air first.
And wouldn't freeze.
Actually, it'd probably be so cold I couldn't breathe. It would break my lungs open. I don't want to die that way, though.
That's an interesting way to die.
There are clearly not enough people in this chat room today. What the hell? We've been advertising for like a week.
Hey, guess what? Appreciate the wonderful people that are in.
Thank you, everyone.
Especially for Romo.
That was very positive of you.
Well, you just need to shut up.
Romo only turns in for Waylon. Tunes in for Waylon.
I bet he does.
Mm-hmm. Quality, not quantity. Thank you, Mark.
You're listening to the wrong show, Mark.
Mark, yeah. I am on top of your house. I will bust out through that shit like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, speaking.
Please don't.
Speaking
of. I like my apartment.
Kool-Aid man.
Uh-huh.
We have an email from Anne-Marie Parker who actually sent us pictures of what we look like.
Okay.
And picture.
One of us better not be the Kool-Aid man.
Yes.
Is it Ricky or me?
It's me.
Oh,
but you'll have to listen to this.
It's lazy.
It's racist.
It's lazy.
Absolutely. So the first one is actually this busted up truck. I don't know if you can see this, guys. You should just pull it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a busted up truck, and it has this little
cartoon
country redheaded beard dude. And the caption underneath that she put says, ginger haired ginger bear in a hat. You know it's Ricky posing here with his first car. Whirl, whirl, twist and twirl, jump around with them flying squirrels. And Ricky can't get mad because that is not a toothless hillbilly. You can clearly see he has got a tooth.
A tooth.
The next picture is actually the Kool-Aid man. It's a big old purple Kool-Aid man. And it's saying, oh, yeah. And it says, it's Brad, James LeRoy, a.k.a. the colored boy, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. He did have a Cornhusker t-shirt he bought at the Oriental Trading Company. But then he was gripping and sipping that purple drink. This is a photo of him streaking down Sheridan towards Big Chicks. And then Waylon.
Oh, my God. Well, who am I?
You are Ross. Intern Ross from Jay Leno.
I don't know if he's skinny now. So I don't know if I should be offended or not.
It is the skinny picture of him, too. Oh, my God. I love that when he went to the fire station. That shit was so funny. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
That was so good.
He's really nice in person, by the way.
He's great.
Yeah.
Waylon, the next contest should be, what show tune is Waylon singing in this photo? And no fair guessing, Gary Indiana from The Music Man. It's too obvious since that was his alias on Grindr. He opened that mouth. Hashtag. No, in all seriously, I am being perfectly honest when I say that Ricky and Waylon looked exactly like what I pictured them from their sounds of their voices. Okay, maybe my opinion was shaped a little about Ricky because Pod Is My Co-Pilot had an episode where they talked about your show and referred to you as the ginger bear. I had a harder time forming a mental picture of what Brad looked like, although the one I put together above is pretty damn mental, because he kept doing different accents and voices. He could do a falsetto and the Inspector Gadget voice in the hole. So if you kidnap a podcaster in Vegas at Pride 48 and hold him or her out for ransom, be sure to have Brad phone in the demands. Law enforcement will never be able to profile that voice. Thanks again for having one of the most wicked fun podcasts out there.
500 more. Well, thanks. That was a funny man.
That was fun. Yeah. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
We love her. And her, well, the last email she sent us, we were really offended because it was like three lines. We're like, what the hell?
You're Remember? Never offended because she emailed. Again.
No, but it's
camp
like.
Camp positive. Camp thankful.
Camp on a wanna.
This is thankful.
First of all, you're lucky that you just became a year older and you need to celebrate this next year.
Because you ain't going to be much older.
No. But you know why? Because you can't keep your car from getting into accidents.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, DeAndre is in the room.
Hello, DeAndre. Hello, DeAndre.
He's been recruiting DeAndre, how'd you like the picture? Have you seen that on Twitter?
Yes. No. Are those biological women, DeAndre?
Yeah, I think so.
Get wow. it, girl.
So tell us about why you can't keep nice things.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Mark? Y'all, okay. So you heard about my accident when we went to go pick up Ivy, right?
Yes.
So last week, we took the car to go get fixed, and we got it back on Thursday night. So we were so happy. It was in perfect condition. Yay, 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 whatever. So I go to work. And everything's fine. And then I come home and driving in Evanston, going south on Ridge towards the city. Mm-hmm. I get sideswiped by a motherfucker right next to me and jacks up my fucking car. And I was so pissy that I started screaming and yelling inside my car. And I know other people thought I was crazy. But by the time I got outside to look at the damage, I was so pissed off, I couldn't even talk. And I was trying to find the number to the non-emergency number to the Evanston police, which is not easy. So I just called 911.
Because 411 doesn't work in Evanston.
Well, I was just trying to find it online.
Or not 411, 311?
311. Yeah. It only works in the city, I think.
Gotcha.
And so I had to call 911 for the second time in a month.
Wow. You really totally should post those pictures online somewhere so that you can put the link in for the chat room. Because that wasn't just a little bit damage this last time.
No, it was $4,000 worth of damage.
Whoa.
So the first time, it was damage, but it wasn't like crazy.
Right. And we could have lived with it and
You got thrown up on the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah. I got pushed onto the sidewalk. And every time I open up my door, it sounds like it's a shotgun going off.
Yeah.
I'm on the south side.
It's really loud.
Is it being fixed or is it fixed?
No, we're still waiting on the paperwork from the guy's insurance company because they're sending us to a place to get it estimated.
Oh, yeah.
But we already have two estimates that say 4,000.
Gotcha. So there's probably not, can't be too much different.
Or if it is. And maybe there's some insurance experts in this room.
But if it is, you have two other that you could send in to say no.
Right. But I need to know, I need some expertise. So if there's anybody in here that has insurance expertise, if these people say that the estimate's only $2,000 and it's because they're using like aftermarket or used parts, because it's a new car and that person has full coverage, we had full coverage also, can't I say no? I want new parts on my car and I want it fixed at this place.
Well, I don't know. But I think part of it is, the good thing is that you have going for you mm-hmm. is that your car is new.
Right.
So it's not like there would have been there's not a lot of miles, a lot of driven, other parts put on it. So right. you probably could make a really good case of, no, this was a brand new car. However, you
it's
might,
5 months old.
You might have to get your insurance involved.
That's what I think we're going to have to do. And from my understanding, if we get our insurance involved and this other company isn't willing to pay what we think they should pay for the estimate, then the insurance company will go after them for that amount and the $500 deductible that we have to pay. So I'm just saying the other insurance company better work with me. And they're a local office. Don't make me go into that office.
First of all, don't go into the office. Call your insurance company, bitch.
I will go into that office and I will be in jail the next day because I'm going to refuse.
Next day,
to show,
that night.
I'm going to run.
Girl, you're
please.
You're Southern.
Look at you.
You're Southern showing. Honey, you're Southern showing. Just call the insurance and let them handle it if you don't agree with their estimate.
Because there's like there's things wrong with the car that you can't see. Like it's beyond like physical sight damage. Like our tire is jacked up. And do you know how much one of our tires on our car is? So when we have to replace these tires, I'm going to fucking shit a brick. They're like $375 a piece. I will die. Oh, wait, we got some information here.
But DeAndre, it was a sideswipe, but the sideswipe was so hard that it actually threw him up on the sidewalk while they were both driving.
Basically, we were parallel to one another, and the guy tried to get over into the next lane, which I was in, and then pushed me over onto the sidewalk. And I almost hit a tree and a lamppost. Wow.
Douche.
Let me pause here. I need to read what Veritable Virgo said so you guys can talk.
All in all, I think what he was saying, Veritable Virgo, it ranges from state to state. That's what it comes down to. But a lot of people are glad in there that are taking the other insurance companies taking responsibility, or that guy is taking responsibility.
Melissa, I hope you're healthy. I know that it's been a wonderful year for you, in quotations. So I hope you're healthy. It's good to see you on.
Yes.
DeAndre, it's nice to see you participating live. I know that you've been dying for this. And speaking of that, where's Yokogen?
He is always bitching.
Bitching.
That, bitching.
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 That, and he's not even here. Like, let me text message him right now.
Get him.
Jeremy is in love with himself because, yeah. Speaking of being in love with himself and all of us and being really sexy while you're cuddling in bed.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Pride 48. We are all going again this year.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm very excited, especially because we will not have dueling snoring from four people this year.
Oh my God.
It will just be, we'll each be dueling.
Ricky.
I will be dueling Bradley while Ricky will be dueling Nessa instead of all four of us.
And Nessa and I are pretty
hardcore.
Yeah, we're
especially when
I'm
you're
surprised
drunk.
We were able to sleep next to each other.
Especially since you guys are drunk when you get to go to sleep most nights. Not saying we weren't either, but
well, because in the other nights we were someone, if it wasn't me, it was someone else, was coughing up a lung. And there won't be as well, no, you're still gonna have to turn on the water because I wonder if she'll poop for you. Since she
probably won't.
Since it she didn't the entire time we were there. Unless she probably knew we were recording, and then she probably went up to poop.
Ed Chan says, can't make it this year to fight with Waylon for Daniel Brewer.
Oh. Well, Ed, I still think you've got some time because I don't think he'll have enough gray hair yet. And I doubt that he'll actually follow through with showing up with the tweed jacket with the elbow patches.
Right.
So
And he's like skinny mini now too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Hopefully there is no Pride 48 virus because I kind of have it going on right now again and it's killing me.
Melissa the Confused says, she was pretty messed up after Donna's show. I bet she pooped after that. She sure did throw up. I can tell you that now because I was there.
Grody.
And that was after I had her take some aspirin and drink some water and then she threw it all up.
Yeah. No, the plague, the Pride 48 plague was awful. I really thought that I needed to be put in the hospital in Vegas. Right. And DeAndre, I don't know if Gay Country West is going this year. I know last year he said he wasn't unless it was moved to Chicago or somewhere else. But I don't know this year. I hope they do because he's fun.
Yes.
And he's usually one of the guaranteed penises you get to see.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who is this? Jeremy?
Gay Country Boy West.
Okay, he'll go.
Yeah.
I'm trying
he'll
to find,
go
I'm trying
if
to
he
find
wants to lay his penis on somebody's leg.
Romo says that he's still up in the air. So I guess the ginger bear needs
to... No, his
to...
ass is still in the air.
Wait, he's a bottom?
I'm sure he's both.
I don't know. He's a little cocky. I think he's one of those I only
like,
top.
I'll spit on you kind of thing. Like, let me lift my kilt and I'm going to spit on you and then fuck you.
And Vertible, yes.
Yes.
And we're hoping so. And I thought so, Romo. I thought so. Oh, there's
RC's
RC.
Here.
About time,
there's
damn it,
RC.
So, well, RC, can I tell them about your situation you were texting me about? Answer me in the room because I don't want to talk about it if you don't want me to.
Do, 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 do. Yes. Okay.
So, you know, RC came here a few months ago and visited us.
Is this when he got hit
almost
by
almost killed by, yeah. a, you know, got hit by a cab driver. Cab driver landed on top of his foot, got out of the car while the car is still on top of him, right?
Right.
So, RC text messaged me Monday.
Tell me that he won a class action suit and is now a millionaire.
No.
Damn it.
How about they never he went to court once, I believe. I can't remember. But then he called to get the update on the court case or whatever, and it had been dismissed.
What?
And no one ever contacted him or his attorney.
Why did it get dismissed? He got ran over by a cab.
No. That's what he said, and he was so livid. He's like, I wish I had a dog or a child to beat right now. I'm so pissed.
No, but seriously, what is the reason they gave? How does something... Did they not send him something appropriately so he didn't show up for court and so it was his fault for not showing up?
He'll probably answer that question in the room because I don't know the whole story, but he did call today and they reopened it up.
Oh.
Because even though that the tickets were dismissed, he's still responsible for what he did. That's the same thing with like my situation. The guy got tickets,
uh-huh.
But if I don't go to court, the tickets get dismissed, but he still is responsible for the damage he's caused.
Gotcha. So
it's like criminal and then
right. But if you, I would hope that the ticket from running over someone is a little more than a ticket for sideswiping you.
Right.
Because I agree with you, like, even though Tony did not agree, that if they played correctly, mm-hmm. that you might not show up for the first one because right. as long as you're getting your car fixed,
I don't care.
You don't care as much. Mm-hmm. Tony knows on a, the provider's on a warpath, and mm-hmm. no, they're paying for both. In his case, in RC's case, though, you got hit by a taxi.
And it landed on top of you.
That ticket has to be more than $100.
It's
probably
hope. Jail time.
Yeah.
You hit a pedestrian.
Right.
And he's a taxi cab driver.
He probably lost his shield.
I don't know, but I can't wait to hear the rest of it. Maybe if he has a public trial, we can go and hold up signs for him.
I think you... Bell monkeys support RC! Okay, wait. I'm glad that says every time you jack off a puppy dies, because when I first read it, I thought it said every time I jack off a puppy, and I was really confused, especially since Vertible...
Romo, use commas.
Especially since Vertible and Melissa are really anti the... beating of the puppies or babies.
Right.
It's important to use commas, Romo.
Melissa says, not a puppy, a cat. And Verbal Borber goes, no, not cats.
How about it?
Let's just find somebody that likes to be beaten. Who likes to be beaten?
Not me.
Oh, I was like, why are you looking on the ground?
My iPad was there and I noticed I had a text message from someone that I don't know why I'm getting a text message from.
Oh, is it interesting?
Oh.
No, it's an ex's ex, who still wants to be in contact with me, but he's going to Indianapolis and wants to know where to eat, because apparently I am who everyone goes to when they need certain info. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I really enjoyed the fact when you called the other day, and I'm like, why the fuck is Ricky calling me? And I'm like, hello?
Ricky never calls anybody.
No.
No.
And then
I do not.
He started.
Oh, Veritable Virgo. Beating Republicans is perfectly okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
There you go.
Bradley started dying when all of a sudden I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, no, just do. I was giving Ricky cooking advice.
And I just, because we both were like, oh my God, is everything okay?
Why is he calling? Why is he calling me? He normally would call Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cooking advice.
Got it.
I was like, yes.
Which I used the aluminum foil and I sprayed it down with Pam, butter flavor Pam.
And it worked. Yeah, mm-hmm. I told you.
So.
Hello?
No, that was Miley. Oh.
Hello? Hi?
You can beat a pound of better butter off Paula Deen. She has lost a lot of weight, actually. She looks very skinny now.
She's a skinny bitch.
So we got, we have any other emails or something we can talk about?
Well, we have iTunes reviews.
What? Oh, wait, we don't have a song for that, right?
iTunes review.
No, that's just when we get a bad one.
No.
What's that?
Oh, Mr. Mike posted a picture. Let's see.
Oh, hey, what?
Oh, yeah, I would spank that. That is not Mike, though.
Wait, I missed.
Oh, my God. That is
like a big old booty.
Oh, speaking of booty, did y'all see that video, which I should try to find? You look at the iTunes reviews ready. I'm going to find the ass-shaking hot guy in the white t-shirt who's naked doing a booty dance.
Oh, yeah, find that. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
People will enjoy that. I remember who posted it.
Yeah, I don't remember. So, Everybody Listens by 420 Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
March 18th, 2013. Hey, everybody. This is Greg in Columbus, and I want everyone to know that everybody, should be listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. I've been listening for about 9 months now, and they never disappoint. I appreciate everyone on the show. I like Ricky's dirty mind and sense of humor. I like Waylon's laugh, voice, and comedic timing. And I like Brad's wide range of comedic tastes and Nebraska charm. Thank you. I actually knew Brad when we both lived in California, and after losing contact for years, it was great to find out he was on this podcast and is doing well. Him and Waylon make a great couple, and that adds to the charm of the podcast. Thank you.
Did you say how many stars it was?
Five. These are all five.
Thanks. Because that's what they all are. Always. They should always be five.
We have 11.
But if we get a one-star review, we can't wait to make fun of it.
We have 11 1-stars, 0 2-stars, 3 3-stars, and 9 4-stars, and 206 fives. That needs to be like 25,000 fives.
Thank you.
But, you know, who's counting?
Be grateful.
I am grateful.
That's right.
So, speaking of being grateful, DL Rushing.
Okay, Melissa, that sounds good. Text me later.
DL Rushing,
first of all,
AKA DeAndre.
I thought that we were going to read our 5-star reviews like they were reading the restaurant reviews on the Chew.
Well, I don't have time to pull up a thing right now.
Sorry, continue.
They basically put dramatic music in the background and they were reading their bad Yelp reviews for their restaurants.
For their restaurants that they own.
Like Mario Batali and
it was hilarious because they had like this romantic, like serious music. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was completely underwhelmed.
Yeah.
RC says, why do I feel like Sarah McLachlan music should be playing right now?
Remarkable? I think not. That was one of my favorites.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.